91X News.
It's 13 degrees with a light rain shower at noon. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Haley Rose. Loyalist College has a new president. In a press release sent out on Tuesday morning, the Board of Governors unanimously approved Dr. Anne Marie Vaughn as the fifth president in the history of Loyalist College. She succeeds Maureen Piercy, who is the helm for 11 years as president of Loyalist. Vaughn brings a wealth of experience to Loyalist. She comes from the College of the North Atlantic, where she was president and chief executive officer from 2011 to 2016. Prior to that, she was the Director of Distance Education and Learning Technologies at Memorial University in St. John's from 2001 to 2011. Vaughn says the goals that she wants to achieve for the college will have to line up with the community, among other important groups.
I will clearly look for ways in which I can positively impact both innovation within the region and the labor market.
Vaughn also adds that she wants to create a good internal environment within the college. She says she will take a trip down with her family to view the Loyalist campus before she officially takes over on November 7th. And changes in farmland values mean Quinney West farmers could see their property taxes skyrocket. QNET's Matthew Murray has the story.
A high demand for farmland and low interest rates have caused property values to jump in Quinty West, according to new numbers presented to council by the Municipal Property Assessment Corporation. The jump in values could see property taxes for some farmers double over the next 4 years. Frank Vrugdenhill is a beef and crop farmer in Quinty West. He says he's seen the value of his 170-acre farm go up since the last MPAC assessment in 2012. When property taxes soar, he says it hurts local farmers.
Well, it's going to make everything hard. Farm commodity prices are at an all-time low again, so their income has already hurt very badly.
He says he's gone to MPAC to have his land value reassessed before, and that it's something he'd do again.
So that made a difference on my taxes, but I would do that again if they, and I think everybody should. And then they should go to council and argue that they can't, they need to lower the mill rate.
Deputy Mayor Jim Alia says he saw one parcel of land he owns more than double in value since the last assessment. The increase shocked him, and the possibility of residents paying twice the property tax is something he says he couldn't even begin to justify.
And I realize the increase is going to be over 4 years, but it's such a massive increase, even phasing it in over 4 years, it's still going to be a hard hit if it stays the way it is.
Quinty West Council will receive a complete list of property assessments from MPAC in December. That final list will then be used by council to adjust the taxes for 2017. Matthew Murray, QNET News, Belleville.
And smaller crops and bigger prices. QNET reporter Ashley Clark also talked to local farmers to find out how the summer drought is affecting the fall harvest.
Larry Jeffs is a Sterling-based farmer who breeds and sells cows and grows hay, corn, and soybeans. He's one of the many farmers being affected by the record-breaking drought this past summer.
We needed the rain. We didn't get it at the right time, and the cobs didn't form, and neither did the beans.
He said he grew just one quarter of the usual amount of hay, half of his corn, and just under three quarters of his soybeans.
We're definitely not going to have the income that we had, you know, like what we would normally have. I would have to say that hopefully we can compensate by buying and selling hay. Hay that we would normally have sold for $50 is now going for $90 to $100.
Jeffs has had to tap into his farm insurance, but said it won't cover all that was lost. However, he said he has high hopes for the next season.
It's always better next year.
Ashley Clark, QNET News, Belleville.
And more than a dozen groups representing farmers are to meet with Federal Transport Minister Mark Garneau in Saskatoon to talk about moving grain by rail. The second largest crop on record is expected this year, and farmers are worried about a repeat of a rail bottleneck that occurred in 2013 and 2014. Saskatchewan Agriculture Minister Lyle Stewart says he will make a pitch for improved transportation rules, including better reporting of weekly progress by moving rail cars and penalties for shippers and rail companies that don't meet delivery agreements. Stewart also wants inter-switching, the transfer of traffic between two railway companies, kept at a distance of 160 kilometers. The Canadian Federation of Agriculture has called on Garneau to ensure railways don't abuse their role to maintain limits on how much profit they can make from grain transportation. Canadian Pacific Railway said it's ready to move the crop, but the grain isn't ready because wet weather is contributing to a late harvest. And it's voluntary test day in Ontario high schools. The Education Quality and Accountability Office, which oversees standardizing testing, is conducting a test of its new online assessment program at up to 900 high schools across the province. The agency says up to 190,000 students will attempt the Ontario Secondary School Literacy Test online for the first time today. The voluntary test will serve as a trial of the technical readiness of the EQAO and schools to support online assessments and is a risk-free way for students to take it ahead of the next scheduled assessments in March 2017. If students pass the online test, it will count, but if they fail or don't complete it, they will be considered first-time eligible for the test next spring. There will be two sittings for today's test, each comprised of two 75-minute sessions, and the program is open to all 72 school boards, as well as First Nations and private schools. In the morning after the final presidential debate in Las Vegas, there's a lot of talk about Donald Trump's answer to whether or not he'd accept the general election results.
What did Trump mean when he refused to commit to accepting the results on election night? His campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, telling ABC News today.
He's saying that until the results are actually known, certified, and verified, he's not going to concede an election. He just doesn't know what will happen.
But she says if there are no major irregularities with the vote, that he will accept the results. Trump has not made that clarification himself. Alex Stone, ABC News, Las Vegas.
That's QNET News on 91X to 1206. Sports is next.
Want a university degree? Start with a diploma at Loyalist College, then transfer directly into more than 70 university degree programs. Find out more about diploma to degree options during Loyalist College Open House, Saturday, November 12th from 1 till 4. By starting at Loyalist College, you can shorten your degree program by up to 2 years. You'll save living and tuition costs and gain practical experience. Visit Loyalist College Open House, Saturday, November 12th from 1 till 4, and enter a draw for a $1,000 bursary. Loyalist College, they put you to work.
And in sports, the Loyalist women's soccer team played its final game of the season last night. The women fought hard but lost to Durham 6-1. They ended their season with 9 losses, 2 ties, and 1 win. Loyalist men's and women's basketball teams will hit the court in the school's first games of the 2016 and 2017 season on Saturday. Both teams will look to improve this year, with the men ending last season with a 7-13 record and tied for 8th in the Eastern Conference of the Ontario Colleges Athletic Association, while the women's team ended last season with a 7-7 record. Loyalist basketball rookie Ty Chapman says the team is really starting to mesh under new head coach Patrick Cabea.
It's going really well. Our new coach, Pat, is doing fantastic. We're building relationships every day.
Chapman says he feels they have a great shot against Centennial College after doing well in preseason games earlier this month.
We have a great chance against them. Last weekend, we just played Mohawk. We took them into overtime. They're one of the best teams in the West. I think we're going to come out and show off our talents, and I think we will pull out a win.
Both the men and women play Centennial in Belleville on Saturday afternoon. The women's game kicks off the day at 1 o'clock, while the men's team plays at 3. And in local hockey, the Picton Pirates face off against the Napanee Raiders tonight at 7:30. The Cleveland Indians have captured their first pennant since 1997 by blanking the Toronto Blue Jays 3-0 to win the American League Championship Series. Cleveland manager Ty Francona says he's proud to take his team to the World Series.
We always said that if we could do it with this group, it would be so special, because this is as close to a family feel as you can get in a professional setting. So for that part of it, it is beyond feeling good.
And offense wasn't hard to come by for the Chicago Cubs last night. Addison Russell's 2-run drive highlighted a 4-run fourth as Chicago routed the LA Dodgers 10-2 to even the NLCS at 2 games apiece. Cubs center fielder Dexter Fowler says he knew the team would burst out of its offensive slump.
I wasn't too concerned. You know, when you have the bats that we do and they start clicking, it's you know, you sit there and you just put a big smile on your face.
And in NBA news, the Raptors continued their preseason schedule with a 103-92 victory over the Detroit Pistons. Toronto guard Kyle Lowry had 27 points and DeMar DeRozan added 26. The Raptors visit Washington on Friday to host Detroit in their regular season home opener game next Wednesday. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, at 12:10, it's 13 degrees with a light rain shower. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Haley Rose, News on 91X, next at 1 o'clock.